Diplomatic activity intensified on Friday as Israeli forces continued to pound targets in Gaza and the number of casualties continued to mount. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, on a week-long tour of the region, was in the West Bank town of Ramallah, where he met with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. The top UN official called on Israel to stop its assault on Hamas targets in Gaza.
The fighting must stop. Now, we have no time to lose. If they would have taken some more time, there will be more casualties, more losses of human lives, more destructions. I would urge again that a unilateral declaration of a ceasefire would be necessary at this time.
Israel immediately rejected the notion of a unilateral ceasefire. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev tells VOA the Jewish state does not want a temporary solution, one that would be short of guaranteeing a permanent end to Hamas rocket attacks against civilians in southern Israel.
We want a sustained, real quiet in the south, and it's clear that Israel will not agree to a situation where we unilaterally cease fire and to have Hamas simultaneously shooting rockets into Israel.
The top Israeli negotiator went to Egypt on Friday to work out details of a ceasefire plan that Egypt is proposing. At the same time, Israeli Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni traveled to Washington as part of Israel's efforts to get U.S. support in stopping the flow of weapons to Hamas. Aerial bombing and artillery fire continued to be heard in Gaza on Friday, one day after residents reported the most intense fighting since the start of the offensive, now in its third week. Mourners on Friday buried Hamas Interior Minister Saeed Sayam, who was killed during an Israeli airstrike on Thursday. Sayam was regarded as the architect of Hamas's takeover of Gaza in 2007. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.